Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 85 of The 80%. Today, we're going to talk about delayed gratification and the concept of self-control. Dahil isa ito sa mga key concepts when it comes to improving our personal finance. So, are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Did you know that the top three most common impulse buys are clothing, food, and shoes? Ikaw, ilang beses ka na bang napagastos nang wala sa plano? Hindi ako mahilig sa damit, pero for me, pagkain talaga ang weakness ko. Nako, lalo na sa grocery. Mahilig kasi ako sa potato chips at kapag may nakikita akong bagong brand or flavor, most likely ay mapapabili ako kahit wala siya sa grocery list ko. Medyo maswerte ako kasi mura lang naman ng potato chips. But I know people, they often do impulse purchases on clothes, shoes, and bags. Tapos later on, they regret spending so much at maiinis sila sa sarili nila kasi nasira na naman daw ang budget nila. Kapag naririnig ko ang mga ganitong kwento sa mga kaibigan ko, I tell them that it's normal to feel tempted to buy. Siyempre, gusto mo yun eh. However, of course, the smarter way to have those things that they want is to save up for it. Pag-ipunan mo yung gusto mo at huwag lang basta-basta iswipe ang credit card para hindi mabaon sa utang. In short, practice some delayed gratification and self-control. Hindi mo man mabili yung damit or sapatos or bag ngayon, siguro in 2 or 3 months time, pwede na. Yun nga lang, baka hindi na nakasale or out of stock na. But that's the reality you have to face. Kaya maganda pa rin talaga ang may ipon at may allotted funds ka for such purchases. Para next time na may makita kang gusto mo, pwede mo itong bilhin because you can afford it. Anyway, we're here today to learn more about self-control and how to become better at delayed gratification. At syempre, every discussion about delayed gratification must include the story of the famous marshmallow experiment. Walter Mischel and Eb Ebson from Stanford University conducted this now extremely famous psychology experiment called the Marshmallow Experiment. If it's your first time to hear about this, here's how it went. The scientists got a bunch of 4-year-old kids as participants. Each child were placed alone in a room with a marshmallow on a plate. And then sinabihan ng facilitator yung bata na aalis lang sila sandali sa room, mga 15 minutes, at kung hindi nila kakainin yung marshmallow, they can instead have 2 marshmallows sa pagbalik nila. This experiment was repeated for other treats such as animal crackers and pretzels, and the results are very similar. And that is, 75% of the children would eat the marshmallow in front of them right away and not wait to obtain the better reward. What's interesting with this experiment is that the scientists followed the lives of all the children until college. And they saw that the other 25% who did not immediately eat the marshmallow, yung mga bata na nag-practice ng delayed gratification, they did better in life later on. As a result of them having higher self-control, they did better in school, some became student leaders, and they lived a generally healthy lifestyle. So what this initial study suggested was that self-control was an enduring characteristic, which acted as a strong predictor of really positive long-term life outcomes. This idea was further supported later on by another famous psychologist, Roy Baumeister and his colleagues. They developed a way to measure how much self-control a person has. And in their work, it showed that people who scored higher on the self-control scale they created had more retirement savings, had more regular sleep times, were generally more successful, and they even had happier relationships with their partners. So certainly it seems that having high self-control and being able to practice delayed gratification will lead us to a better quality of life. However, the question remains, how do we learn delayed gratification? Kasi dun sa original marshmallow experiment, ang naging focus ng media ay yung first situation na yung marshmallow was put on a plate in front of the children. And what most people got out of the published stories about the experiment was that to practice delayed gratification, you need to have a strong willpower to do it. However, the original marshmallow study actually had a few other setups, one of which was having the marshmallow inside a cake tin can. So, there was a group of children na wala sa plato yung marshmallow. Instead, they were put and hidden inside a cake tin can. And what's interesting about this second setup is that just by simply putting the marshmallow out of sight, 75% of the children succeeded at waiting for the facilitator to come back and get the better reward. Thus, the marshmallow experiment also shows the power of the situation and how you can change your environment, such as removing the temptation in front of you, to help you succeed at delaying gratification and maintaining self-control. This idea of hiding the marshmallow to achieve better results has been backed up by other researchers too. Katulad ni Angela Duckworth, who is a psychologist famous for her study on grit. And she refers to this idea in her work by saying that doing situation modification can help people make better choices. For instance, itago at isilent mo muna ang cellphone mo kapag nagtatrabaho ka, para hindi ka ma-distract or ma-tempt na i-check ito while working. Another example which I learned back in college, kapag boring yung teacher or yung subject, I usually choose to sit in front of the classroom. Kasi nung umpisa, kapag dun ako sa back row umuupo, the urge to not pay attention is so strong. Minsan nga, nakakatulog ako. Pero kapag sa front row ako umupo, dahil na rin siguro nahihiya akong makatulog in front of my professor, I tend to do my best to listen and try to understand the lesson. Today, I am able to apply this whenever I'm attending professional conventions and conferences. Now, let's be honest, not everyone is a great speaker. Some of them are very knowledgeable about their subject, but they're not really skilled presenters and you need to be more attentive to understand what they're saying. So as you can see, self-control is more than an exercise of willpower. It's not just about forcing yourself to avoid doing what you're not supposed to do. Prevailing research and self-control studies show that this isn't what high self-control people do. Instead, they're living their life in a way where they manipulate the situation or change their environment in order to remove the temptation entirely. They're removing the temptation to behave in a poor way so that behaving in the correct, healthy way is easier. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about OKEX. OKEX is one of the biggest and most trusted cryptocurrency exchange in the world. Jumpstart your cryptocurrency journey with OKEX. It's simple and easy to get started. Every Pinoy can register an account and start trading and investing in Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and in other cryptos within minutes. OKEX is helping Filipinos get on board in this once-in-a-lifetime income opportunity in cryptocurrency. Visit bit.ly/openokex to sign up for a free account today or check the link in the episode description. Are you a podcaster or you're planning to create your own podcast soon? Then I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast, and it's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Sign up with Podmetrics today by going to podmetrics.co or by clicking the link in the episode description. Be sure to put 80%, 80%, as your referral code when you sign up for Podmetrics. And I'll give you a free copy of an ebook entitled How to Make Money from Your Podcast Even If You Have Less Than 1,000 Listeners. That's it. Now let's go back to our episode. Unfortunately, hiding the marshmallow and situation modification are not always possible. There are things in our environment that's not within our control. Katulad na lang yung air fryer na naging uso last year. Parang lahat ng kaibigan ko ay napabili. And to be honest, ako rin. Pero dahil nag-request sa akin yung parents ko na bilhan ko daw sila. Anyway, sa panahon ngayon, parang imposible naman na hindi ka na mag-online. You cannot just avoid social media, especially if it's how you primarily keep in touch with your friends. We're constantly exposed to online ads and we cannot avoid seeing what's trending, kung ano ba ngayon ang uso na binibili or ginagawa ng mga tao. Thus, when it comes to practicing delayed gratification and having stronger self-control against temptations that we cannot avoid, the key is to make good habits our default or automatic choice. Anong ibig sabihin nito? In the book, Good Habits, Bad Habits, The Science of Making Positive Changes That Stick, its author Wendy Woods did an experiment, which now has become known as the M&M's and Carrot Study. So this study was investigating how habits affect people's healthy choices, and it consisted of three phases. The first phase was the training phase. The participants were starved for a while, so that they were really hungry when they were brought into the lab where they had to play this game. Itong game na to, they'll sit in front of a computer with a joystick. And then, there's a picture of carrots at the bottom part of the computer screen. Actually, madali lang yung game. They just need to figure out that if they move the joystick downwards until the pointer reaches the picture of the carrots, then a snack of actual carrots would be dispensed and they could eat it. Yun lang. Move the joystick downwards towards the picture of the carrots at makakakuha ka ng actual carrots na pwede mong kainin. They repeated the training phase a few times and the habit quickly formed. And for the participants, as soon as the game started, they'd automatically move the joystick down and obtain the carrots very quickly without thinking much about it. And then the experiment went to the second phase. In this phase, the same interface showed up. The hungry participants will come in, they can move the joystick down to get the carrots, but now there was a new option. meron na ngayong picture ng M&M's sa taas ng screen, and presumably, if they move the joystick upwards to the M&M's, then they would have M&M's dispensed to them. If you were given a choice between carrots and M&M's, which one would you choose? Ako for sure yung M&M's ang pipiliin ko. So probably unless you're a health buff or vegan or you don't like M&M's at all, then you'll most likely choose the chocolate over the vegetable snack. For the participants that went through the training phase and developed the habit of moving the joystick down to the carrots, even when the M&M's were available to them, over 60% of the participants still chose the carrots. So ang pinapakita nito ay, if we have good habits in place, then we'll engage in the healthy behavior, even when the unhealthy options are available to us. Yes, the participants probably considered getting the M&M's instead. Pero yung pinapakita ng results, it shows that most simply went back to the habit that they've established, which was moving the joystick down to get the carrots. Now, the most interesting part of the study is the third phase, and that's when they changed the game again. This time, the pictures of the carrots were not at the bottom of the screen. Instead, they were on the left side, while the picture of the M&M's are on the right. So, this change in position of the carrots acts as a discontinuity in the habit that was already formed in the participants. That's the habit of moving the joystick down to obtain the carrots. This time, the participants had to think about how to obtain a snack again. They had to now actively choose between moving the joystick to the left or to the right. And as it goes, this time, most people moved the joystick to the right and went for the M&M's. And so, my biggest takeaway from this study is that the best way to learn delayed gratification is to form habits that will make us choose the better option automatically. For instance, many years ago, Sunday nights have always been a time for me to binge my favorite TV shows. After dinner, I'd spend the next 2 to 3 hours just watching episodes of Heroes, Grey's Anatomy, Breaking Bad, The Office, at marami pang iba. Mahilig talaga akong manood ng mga TV series noon. However, I also wanted to establish the habit of doing my weekly budget or spending plan every Sunday evenings. Before, I'd do this task on Sunday mornings. Pero nung time na yon, meron na akong computer shop. So mas naging priority ko ang weekly maintenance and general cleaning of the shop during Sundays. And thus, I had to learn to delay gratification during Sunday nights. Na instead of watching television, I had to do my weekly personal finance first. Siyempre, hindi naging madali yon. My established habit was to turn on the television, put in the VCD, and watch my TV series after dinner. So what I did was I started small. Instead of forcing myself to do and finish my weekly budget, which usually takes about 1 hour, I just told myself, just spend 10 minutes on it. Gawin mo lang yung kaya mong gawin ng 10 minutes, then pwede ka nang manood ng TV. So ang nangyari, to save time, because I only gave myself 10 minutes, I did a lot of assumptions with my cash flow and did estimates on my upcoming expenses. In the end, I rarely finished doing my budget and I'd always end up with a spending plan that had a lot of mistakes. However, I told myself, making the effort is still way better than not doing it at all. And of course, I know that all I needed is to give myself more time in doing the task. So after several weeks, somehow it became automatic for me to sit in front of the computer after Sunday dinner and get ready to do my budget for the next 10 minutes. And that's when I pushed myself a little further. Instead of 10 minutes, I used a bit of willpower to delay gratification and instead spend 10 more minutes or a total of 20 minutes in doing my spending plan for the week. Again, it was difficult at first, but after seeing that I was able to improve my weekly budget because I had more time to think about it, it became less and less of an effort to spend 20 minutes on it. I continued the strategy of pushing myself a little further every few weeks, and eventually, dumating ako sa point na naging 1 hour na ang oras ko, which I discovered was actually more than enough to do my weekly budget because I learned a lot of shortcuts when I had less time. So when I find myself finishing early, because it has already become a habit to spend the next 60 minutes in front of my spreadsheets, I began studying my finances and even learning how and where I can invest my money. Anyway, the point of the story is, after more than a year, delaying gratification on watching my favorite TV programs was no longer an issue. I would simply let myself fall into my habit of doing my personal finances for an hour after Sunday dinner, and then watch 1 to 2 hours of television after. One time, my housemate in the apartment, sinabi niya sa akin na he admires my self-control and ability to delay gratification dahil nakikita niya kung paano ko ginagawa muna yung budgeting ko before manood ng TV. However, in my mind, it didn't feel like that at all. I wasn't exerting self-control or delaying gratification anymore. Doing my budget after dinner has become my default settings, so there was no willpower involved. I was just doing it out of habit, and that felt great. There are 3 things that I want you to learn in this episode. First is that having the ability to delay gratification can help us lead a healthier, wealthier, and happier life. Second, delaying gratification will require some level of self-control. However, research shows that a more effective strategy is to manipulate our environment or modify our situation so that we don't rely too much on willpower to succeed. And lastly, it's more important to focus on learning good habits. By using a bit of willpower to start and then doing small incremental improvements over time, we'll eventually do the right thing automatically. We don't have to think about delaying gratification anymore because we've become someone who's always making good choices in life. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Kung may natutunan kayo today, then please click the follow button for the 80% at invite nyo na rin ang mga friends nyo to listen to our podcast. For comments and suggestions, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.